KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. No three-peat for the Kansas City Chiefs. ABC's Andrew Dimbert with more on last night's big Super Bowl win.
Fans in Philadelphia started climbing poles even before the game ended as the Birds cruised to a 40-22 win. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts named Super Bowl MVP, the 26-year-old getting revenge on the Chiefs, who narrowly beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl just 2 years ago.
President Trump becoming the first sitting president ever to attend a Super Bowl. On his way there, he said more announcements will be coming this week about 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum products into the U.S. The president also directing the Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies, citing the cost. Confirmation votes are expected this week in Washington. Both RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard, nominees for Health and Human Services Secretary and Director of National Intelligence, appear to have enough Republican support after some earlier opposition. This is ABC News. New concern about bird flu, and now that it's spread to cows. Details from ABC's Ike Ajachi.
Scientists, they're closely watching the new infections found in dairy cows in Nevada after a dairy farmer in the state was screened and tested positive for what's being called D1.1, which is a subset of the H5N1 virus currently affecting birds. Now, the reason why this is concerning is because D1.1 has been associated with two severe human infections in North America, including one death.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says in the last 3 months there have been 48 million avian flu cases among flocks of birds. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from sending three Venezuelan migrants to a migrant facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The men are all accused of being connected to a Venezuelan gang. They have challenged what they say are unlawfully prolonged detentions. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Nerds, it's time to come together. I'm Amanda Nimmer, bringing you your new Wisco 411, and this is your time to rise because one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming February 1st through April 27th, showcasing iconic characters, vehicles, memorable scenes from the franchise. There are 142 collected items, including a life-size landspeeder. Get your tickets for the Multicultural Center's Unofficial Galaxies from February till the end of April.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Adam Scott is on a roll. The Severance star is returning to the film genre that gave him a start. Scott has signed on to the project to play a horror novelist who visits an Irish inn to disperse his parents' ashes, only to find out it's haunted. Hockham will be directed by Irish director Damian McCarthy, who directed last year's critically acclaimed Oddity. Scott got his start in the genre with a 1996 Hellraiser Bloodline. This film is still in pre-production. Adrian Brody says the makeup artist of The Brutalist tried to remove his prosthetic nose. The only problem is, it was not prosthetic. Apparently, Brody's real nose looked fake to the makeup artist. The Oscar-nominated actor told Jimmy Fallon he asked her if she was trying to remove that, And she said yes. And he said, it doesn't come off. Brody says he and the makeup artist had a laugh after she said, this is going in my diary. And Brody said that this is going in his talk show repertoire. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning. Clouds will gradually increase as we make our way into the afternoon today. Our high right around 21. Tonight, some light snow after midnight, 3 above for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 15 by Wednesday morning. 1 below with some snow on Wednesday at a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the Super Bowl, see who won, who lost, and what the commercials were, the news, headlines, and more. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number 2 of Mino and the Mayor here. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. And, of course, the Civic Media app, as you heard there, 12 degrees in Green Bay, 11 in Appleton, 12 in Oshkosh. We're joined by a very special guest, Joe Klicka, physical education teacher at Sybil Hop. Got a nice text here. Joe, I don't even know who this is from. Joe is a true treasure to our area. We're blessed to have him in our son's life. Well, Joe, let's talk about that and something else that you've got going. Jim is very, very, very interested in.
Is that plugged in, his headset?
I hope so.
Okay, you can hear. I
can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, good. It's usually in
plugged in down here.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Joe, welcome again.
Pay no attention to the old man. Trying to tell you how high to tech. Work a headphone.
High tech. Yeah. High tech.
Yeah. I thought that would be plugged in over here for
the trainer. I thought it was.
Where in the hell is Conrad, what are you doing?
He's one of those super nice guys. He's one of those super nice guys, yeah. Johnny, that wouldn't. Sometimes they don't say like us. We complain, and we shouldn't be. And
think we're good.
All right, Joe, you are the physical education teacher at Sybil Hop. Sybil Hop, of course, is a school that we have that serves all of Brown County for people with disabilities. You got about 165 students there from age 2 or 3 to 21. This is pretty cool that you are doing the physical part of it, because I think that's something that people might say, let's focus on something else. And yet you not only teach these kids, you came up with some pretty creative programs. And I want you to tell us a little bit about this outdoor movement connections that you designed.
You have me at outdoor. Outdoor movement. Get away, get out of the gym. That's just
right.
100%. So outdoor movement connections, it really combats some things that not only affect my guys and gals at Sybil Hop, but just broader youth, adolescents, and young adults. It's more convenient now than ever to be on a device, right? Your phone, iPad, watching TV, staying inside, then getting out and being active. So outdoor movement connections really combats those by getting my students and clients in the outdoors through outdoor pursuits, which is like moving through nature and non-mechanized means. So you think like biking, hiking, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, those kind of things, and other outdoor recreation. So sledding, fishing, ice fishing, bocce ball, cornhole, things like that.
Awesome.
Okay. And this design of this program, I mean, you went to school at La Crosse and Point, said?
Yep.
And did you study physical education for people with disabilities, or are you just a physical education degree teacher?
Is there one for
disabilities?
Yeah, that's a great question. So originally at La Crosse, I just got my physical education and health education degrees. Like I alluded to earlier, teaching at Medford and kind of being put in a position to teach adaptive physical education, my SPED director at the time asked if it would be something that I would go back to school for, and I did. So I got my adaptive physical education add-on through Stevens Point.
Oh, that's so. There is a degree.
There is. Yep.
Mm-hmm. When you deal with these young people, what's like the biggest reward for you Where are you taking them to a place that maybe they've been uncomfortable going to, or just haven't they had the opportunity?
Yeah. The biggest reward is definitely like the reverberations and the after the fact. You know, you like me and a colleague have taken clients camping before, and having these clients come up to me and talk to me about it a year or two later and still remember it and remember what we did and how we did it.
And that's awesome.
That's the stuff that's really special to me.
Joe Klicka for Golden Apple, right?
Absolutely, no question. I think it's fantastic.
We had the Golden Apple people on last week. That's why I'm saying
that. But
you're
talking about all these things that you do like in regular gym, or I shouldn't say gym class. Nobody says that anymore.
It's
that
all
shows
right.
how old I am.
He said that's right.
So you got
it's all right. I'm not one of those guys who gets offended.
But you got that program where you have to organize those things. Then it's a whole new one. Your mind must be 24/7 pretty much on how do I find ways to help some of these people move, plain and simple, right? Move.
It's crazy. It really just doesn't turn off. I'm always thinking of more opportunities, how to engage my students in just more experiences. So I also coordinate like our summer school program. I coordinate our summer family engagement events. So just, like I said, just trying to provide as many opportunities to our students and their families as possible.
And you come up with a lot of this. I mean, I really want to get to that because I think you could, you know, you're busy now. You sound like you're really busy now, but you could take that a step further. I was very involved in the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and we're an organization, 450 mayors, that we always look for best practices, always. And people are really good about sharing information that works. I was telling you during the break, from composting to certain things on crime and, that whole midnight basketball, that the stuff all comes out of organizations like that. Have you given some thought to a book or a video or what is that called? A podcast now, John?
Isn't
that
like that? That's kidding. What I hear.
These kids.
It's a wave of the future, I'm telling you.
And they on the computer?
Yeah.
I'm serious, Joe. I mean,
you don't even need a radio anymore.
don't say that.
You, it's unbelievable.
I'm saying there's kids with special needs, it's ubiquitous, right? I mean, it's everywhere. Yeah. And I think people are always looking for how can we help, and some people just don't know.
Yeah, that's a great question. It's something that I haven't really thought too much about. I've really just been focused on serving my guys and gals, and then now kind of broadening it out and serving more people within the community that don't go to Cibble Hop that are interested in my program option, but I haven't thought about spreading out and trying to educate more people. Or
is there stuff you need from us, like here just with this voice on the radio, that is there something you need for the off-season type things or anything for people, or even a place that, you know, you could use to bring some of your students to?
Oh, that's a great question. I hadn't even thought about that. Honestly, I'm so appreciative of this support and you guys bringing me on just to give me an opportunity to talk about my students and what I do.
I think it's an important thing.
Oh, yeah, you know the community. I mean, it's a pretty giving community. I mean, Johnny works a lot with the veterans. I work a lot with the homeless. And, of course, you're working with people with disabilities. And people in our community, and I'm talking Oshkosh, Appleton, they have pretty big hearts. And they want to do it, but sometimes people don't know what to do. And you have some fundraisers that come up throughout the year that we can just go to your website. How would we find out? I know you have a big golf outing, but...
Yep, on our website, you'll be able to see all of our parent organization events. Our parent organization is so fantastic. They go above and beyond. You just referenced the golf outing. That's an all-year undertaking. They're finding sponsors. They're
right.
You know, getting teams signed up. It is such a big effort, but to see what it provides our students, I mean, all the hard work is definitely worth
it. Can I tell you one of the most favorite things I've ever done, like, I don't want to even say charity-wise, but I mean just off the air type thing, is when I do the play-by-play for the Cibble Hop versus Cop basketball game.
That's awesome. I still have an old plaque for my prior FIA teacher in my office that says the Hop versus Cop basketball game.
That was so much cool. Fun. I'll never forget. And these kids would get, I mean, that gym would be just hopping. Yay! They'd make sure the cop would make. And a good friend, you know, they were going to hop kids. Stretch, I think, is he's made a shot and he's running down court. His arms up. They're going to win. And one of my buddies who's a cop from DPR just threw it up and it went in. And these kids are like lying on the floor. But we counted that he traveled or something.
There you go.
Went into overtime then or something like that. Yeah, we made sure of that. But they took that serious. They wanted to win that game.
It's the absolute best. I do something similar. So I got a basketball tournament coming up where I'm bringing back a bunch of my alumni, and they're going to compete alongside my current athletes.
Neat.
And I do the same thing. I, you know, get the smoke machine out.
Absolutely.
And now it's, you know.
And now, gentlemen.
You better believe it.
Right here, Joe. Here's your announcer.
Yeah, there we go.
He's got that.
Absolutely.
Joe, Cymbal Hop, is that these kids need to exercise, like all kids, all year. But, you know, sometimes when Fayed's school's out, they, I don't know, for whatever reason, the parents are busy or can't do that. Is Cymbal Hop a year-round, or is it the same curriculum as public schools?
We go like a typical school year, but then, like I said, I coordinate our summer program, which is kind of like summer school, but it's more relaxed. It's only 6 hours a day for 4 days out of the week. So they do have like some additional opportunities, but it's not any different than your normal school year.
I mentioned something a little. Do you take them out of their comfort zones a little bit? Do you try to?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I push my students to do things that they definitely don't usually do or do without my guidance.
And you know what? That is such a... I remember Bill Schrader for the Packers.
Yeah.
He used to do a great thing with kids with cancer. And boy, he would take them out to those zip lines.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't even want to do that thing. And some of those other, that high tower where you got the stuff on and, you know, confidence builder stuff. And those kids had never been in those kind of situations. Mm-hmm. But, man, you want to talk about some huge smiles and squeals when they did do it because they're all afraid. Then when it was done, wow, was it great to see.
Yeah. When you get people out of their comfort zone a little bit and you're in that uncomfortable area, that's where true growth and that happens. We used to take our students to a place called Lions Camp in Rosholt. And exactly what you talk about, high elements, rock walls, zip lines, all these different things. And some of my students would get really worked up. They'd be really nervous. They'd be scared. And then they'd do it. And it was so rewarding.
Wow. I think that's awesome what you're doing.
I do too.
Someone, and I got to believe there's parents or some kids that might be listening. I teach at TC. They better be listening. if they have an interest in this, tell me, go through your career path again. And how
do you need volunteers?
Interns.
Yeah. So the short term, like near future vision, what I want to see is I want, you know, high quality area high school students that are geared towards servant leadership, that want to be a part of what I'm building, to come in and share in these outdoor experiences with my clients. You know, that's like the next step. 'Cause I do all these unified events where we do unified sports, right? So I've coordinated 3-on-3 unified tournaments with West Appear Middle School students. I work with Coach Grison over at West Appear High School to do a football camp. And those events are not only beneficial for my students, but they're really impactful for those area high school students.
Phenomenal. Good stuff, Joe. That's keep awesome, it rocking.
Yeah.
What you're doing to help people that years ago, not even that many years ago, didn't have any of these opportunities, man, you're changing their lives and their quality of life. Joe Klicka, physical education teacher at Cymbal Hop, but also creator of Outdoor Movement Connections. Please keep in touch with us. Let us know. We want to publicize what you got going. We want to help you whatever ways you need it.
Your website, Joe, do you know it for Cymbal Hop?
I think it's just cymbalhop.org.
Okay. Just
they
people,
can find you.
If they can find you, look into that. We're going to get you back here. I think what you're doing is great.
Yep.
Appreciate that.
Keep
guys.
Giving us progress reports, whatever we can do to help, okay?
All right, cool.
Thank you, Joe. We got to set a quick break. We come back. Jim and Bentley Gerzak, 23's Cleats for Kids. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
The mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM WSS in Appleton and Oshkosh. Very special guest there, Joe Klicka.
Right.
Great, great young man, and what he's doing to help out some of the folks that a little bit disabled. Just fantastic idea.
And talking to him, looking at him, just he could do other things.
Sure, absolutely. He's, do anything in that field.
Unbelievable. Great shape and
yep.
a lot of energy. Great yep. speaker. What a calling. I just applaud people that choose that. He's been there 10 years. He's obviously very committed to yep. the civil hop and to helping people with the
disabilities.
That's not really the right word. You could call it something else.
All right.
But anyway, we're two old white guys, so
yeah, I know.
We disabilities.
I know. Please don't hold that against us.
We're trying. We are trying. But I think that's pretty interesting that, you know, kids today or did anyone today, you have opportunities and maybe that's something you just don't think of. It's like, I feel for people with disabilities, or I have a brother, cousin, or a neighbor, and I'd like to help them out. And look, you can go there and help him out with the physical part of it and outdoor activities. And he's kind of seems like he's writing the book on it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. But it's pretty amazing. You know, when I deal with the amputee softball team and the football team and everything, it's pretty amazing in maybe 20 years, 15 years, you know, as horrific, and not saying anything good at all about somebody getting hurt in the wars or anything like that, but it really forced companies to come up with better prosthetics, and they really have, which has then, you know, also got into the regular normal world of people who need things like that. So it was, you know, necessity is was the face of invention at times, and there's never been a time where folks with some where they've ever had more opportunity.
And like he said, they get the right equipment or else he makes it.
Exactly.
he makes it right.
But he tailor designs it for the individual.
Right. And I think when we talk about the generation, we're not really too old white guys, but there's just a lot more.
We're not.
Well, but everyone, our same Johnny's, there's just a lot more community engagement and afterwards empathy in the kids today than there was when we were. But we didn't have the opportunities. I mean, our parents didn't say, look, do you want to go do this or, I don't know, bigger environmental or volunteering at the homeless shelter. Maybe we didn't have them, but today everybody does that. And it's like, well, I wish we would have done more.
I don't remember doing anything in my day. Seriously, for the community or whatever.
We were good Catholic boys, altar boys, but I don't know if our.
There wasn't any opportunity. Was there?
But it was there. It's just maybe the structure wasn't there. Well, there were homeless people there. There were people with disabilities when we were kids. I mean, it was there. There was poverty when we were there. There was needs when we were there. I just don't think we had the framework or the leadership to give
us
the opportunity.
No question.
Yeah.
No question.
But I think it's pretty cool. Like I've told you a number of times, but, you know, it was just that one time that we had the football team on from Bayport, right?
Yeah.
They were world champions, whatever, state champions. And the guys are saying, these are really good kids, and they're all volunteering. Oh, yeah, I work here. I volunteer there. And then I went to the shelter, and the Notre Dame football team was there. Nobody makes them do that. I mean, they are really – these kids are wired pretty good.
Well, you know what they were talking to about – no question, at Westy Pier with the
right.
Chris Grayson with the football camps. Right. I've been to a few of those in different places. That's really cool. Yeah. Seeing some of these kids get involved with that, and they have tournaments with them now, the whole thing.
We've had people on here from Special Olympics, and I just think that's great that whether you commit your whole life to it, but just to volunteer, help out, send money, I just think those are cool things. I'm glad that we can bring that to our listeners.
We had our guy Jason Miller on here, who was a superstar disabled athlete, wheelchair athlete.
Right.
I mean, superstar, like All-American, like in the Hall of Fames. And things like that. And he says the same thing, though. We still need more ways for those people to have, you know, their own places where they can go and do whatever they...
Basketball.
There is still a big need for that.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully that comes through more.
But I think the awareness is much, much better than it was when we were
younger. Oh, no question.
And I think that's
not even a question.
And even the students volunteering, it's not mandatory, and that's what I think is like really cool. I mean, some schools it is, but some kids, they just send an email, you know, we'd like to volunteer. The swim team from UWGB, you know, they...
Well, I will say this though too, and not that they wouldn't do it out of the goodness of their heart anyway, but certain colleges you're looking to get into, that is big.
Medical
that
school.
That could be a difference maker.
Think about it.
That could be a tiebreaker.
It can, all things being equal.
Yes.
They're going to look for the kid that doctors and just volunteering the hospitals. And I think, you know, I'm not on those selection committees, but I tell you, if I was hiring someone and all things being equal, GPAs and all that, and you look at who did some volunteer work, and especially some leadership and volunteer work, absolutely.
Yeah, not even a question.
So
I think that's one of those good, it's kind of a win-win.
Yeah, it is.
Along those ways.
But
I think you develop some empathy in working with those athletes as well in a really good way.
Because it's not... what's that movie, Greed is Good? You know what I mean? Like, life is more than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Forgot the guy's name.
Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bernie Madoff?
No, who's the guy in there? He was in the skybox when we were at the Super Bowl.
An actor or an actual guy?
An actor. An actor. Who was the guy in Wall Street that said Greed is Good?
Michael Douglas?
Yes. That's it. Yes.
Aren't you proud of me that I came up with that one?
And I was sitting right next to him. I couldn't think of his name.
Wow. Anyway, I didn't know you were sitting next to Michael Douglas.
He was in the...
Did you ask about the streets of San Francisco?
That was the... Isn't Michael's there one old and one young? He was the young one. He's with a...
Streets of San Francisco.
Never saw it.
Oh, you did too. The Streets of San Francisco was fantastic. He played the young cop. The other guy played the old cop.
Yeah.
No.
No. My wife was like, wow.
Did you ask about the movie?
I did not talk to him. God. I just want to say I didn't talk to him. There was other people in there.
He would have loved it if I was sitting next to him.
Oh, yeah. It was a Super Bowl, John. I think he was there to watch the game.
Remember
the TV
movie, The Execution of Private Eddie Slovak?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
He was in that, too?
Yeah. He was a star of it. It's based on a true story. A kid from Detroit. He was executed by the Americans during World War II.
Well,
the last one ever shot by a firing squad because they had to make an example of desertion.
That's a good plot.
Oh, and he deserted because of a special reason. I forget something. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I could have talked to him that entire ball game against
that
movie.
He would have just loved that.
He would have loved that. Wow.
Can
the
you
movie
imagine?
Falling Down? Remember the movie Falling Down?
You would say that to him, too. He was in it. Hey, Michael, do you remember the movie Falling Down? It's like, I starred in it.
I could go on and
yeah, he would have just loved that. No, just let
did
him
you
alone.
Get a number?
No, man.
All right.
I told you there was a lot of people out there. It was a who's who.
Blow that
me.
Opportunity, Jim. All right. We got to set a quick break. We're going to be talking about 23's Cleats for Kids.
Great program.
Coming up. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Now, you may not have enjoyed the weather that we experienced over the weekend, but think of it as a big reset button. I'm PM Yankee with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. That's the way that Eric Snodgrass explained it. He's a senior atmospheric scientist at Conduit Ag. He was also our keynote speaker during the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. And Snodgrass says when you look at the crazy weather patterns people have been experiencing nationwide, what we're feeling, kind of a reset.
And it's being corrected halfway right now for the next 10 to 15 days. That's why we've got chances of more snow and ice across the state. We've got chances for moisture. It finally came back that things are looking a little better. But it's got to last all the way through April. Otherwise, we look at a 15 to 20-inch snow deficit as of February 6th, right? We've got to correct that. We've got to correct with spring rains the soil moisture issues. And until that happens, I'll just be worried. And I think the problem was with, how do we get a snowstorm down to the Gulf Coast? Well, you have to have Arctic air over us. How do you get a fire to blow up in California in the middle of winter? The wind's got to come from the wrong direction. Those are two things that are working against us having a good winter pattern in this area.
Everything's related. Eric Snodgrass, he's a senior atmospheric scientist at Conduit Ag, also keynote speaker during Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. He said, if we can reset our weather patterns by the time we get to the end of April, he believes we actually might have a normal spring.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for a Heads Up seed treatment.
And a quick reminder, if you're a livestock owner or a backyard poultry producer, you need to renew your premise identification. This is required by Wisconsin state law for farms and hobby farms, backyard poultry flocks, veterinary clinics with large animals, stables, livestock exhibitions, dealers, and haulers. Find out more about your premise identification at wiid.org or our website. I'm PM Yankee.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning. Clouds will gradually increase as we make our way into the afternoon today. Our high right around 21. Tonight, some light snow after midnight, 3 above for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 15 by Wednesday morning. 1 below with some snow on Wednesday at a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
Hey, it's Brian from Heights Pub and Parlor, 217 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
And I'm Ashley. Get your happy hour on every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with $4 rail mixers and drafts and $3 bottled beers.
Plus, we've upgraded our kitchen. We now use lard in our fryers for healthier, tastier food. Check out our prime Angus burgers, pressed paninis, and our fresh walleye.
Hosting a party? Book our second floor parlor with a third level loft. They're perfect for get-togethers.
Heights Pub and Parlor, online at heightsgb.com or follow us on Facebook.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Do you know that Donald Trump's draconian policies are hurting children right here in Wisconsin? Dane County's Head Start program experiences outages. We discuss at 3 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Every middle and high school in the Oshkosh Area School District has overdose aid kits right next to the AEDs and other life-saving equipment. Matt Kemmerer, Oshkosh Director of Pupil Services.
Yeah, I think the rise of fentanyl has really changed the game for everybody, you know, in our community, in our schools, in that it can literally be in anything now, you know, whether it be a pill, a gummy, a vape. There are instances where a student may take something that they think is one thing and it turns out to be something that could potentially end their life. So we want to be prepared for every situation.
The overdose aid kits contain naloxone nasal spray, fentanyl testing strips, and information about treatment and recovery support. The district partnered with the Clinton Global Initiative Overdose Response Network and Start Healing Now to install the kits. The Appleton Parks and Recreation Committee is taking up the matter of the Independence Day fireworks at its meeting today. The Appleton JCs had organized the festival for years until they stepped down as hosts, leaving the city to host the fireworks alone in 2024. Appleton published a request for proposals from those willing to host an event. Only two submissions were received, and Parks and Recreation Director Dean Gaza is recommending accepting the proposal from Wisconsin Entertainment Group. Tatiana Kionis will spend 8 years in jail and 10 years extended supervision for selling fentanyl at a Green Bay daycare facility in January of last year. The 22-year-old Kionis was sentenced Friday in Brown County Court. The State Department of Children and Families shut down the Green Bay Academy, citing multiple violations, child-to-staff ratios, and Kionis' actions. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 7:36 here at a Monday morning. 12 degrees in Green Bay, 11 degrees in Appleton, 12 degrees in Oshkosh. On a lot of big-time things happening today. National Flannel Day, as we mentioned. Greatest material ever made.
Whatever.
International Cribbage Day. Greatest card game ever created. So we got those going for us. And we got some very, very impressive people coming through here. The young man we just had. Talk about his great project. Now we have another young guy here. Talk about a great program called 23's Cleats for Kids. And I'm just going to read off the mission statement here. Our mission is to make a positive impact on the lives of young individuals, fostering a sense of empowerment, joy, and community spirit. Cleats 23 Cleats for Kids believe that every child deserves a chance to pursue their passions, and having the right footwear is a critical part of that journey, whether it's on the soccer field, football field, baseball diamond, or the other sports arena. We aim to equip kids with the tools they need to feel confident, comfortable, and ready to take on new challenges.
And I bet you wrote that. And we have the president of these Cleats for Kids with us. And how old are you?
10.
All right. Just for our listeners, this is another one of you superstar kids that we have in our community. And you're at Da Vinci School, and you started this program.
Yeah.
Tell us how you came up with this idea.
So I won a pair of cleats from our soccer club, and I donated them back. I saw the kid play better and felt better, so I want to keep doing it with the help of mom and dad.
And how do you get the cleats?
So people can go to our website, www.23'sCleats4kids.com, and they can donate.
And you get the cleats, and you clean them up, or can they be new or used? Or I'm sure you prefer new.
Yeah, new or used.
Okay.
They're a little bit dirty.
Where does the 23 come from?
My soccer number.
Ah, okay. That was Michael Jordan. Like stealing from him or her. No.
You get these cleats, and how do you decide where the cleats go? Because your theory is that if kids have good shoes, good cleats, they're going to play better or feel better.
Yeah. So they can go to our website and request a donation.
Really? And that's your decision then?
Yeah.
So again, how do you get all these? Because you must have to go through a lot of cleats, right?
Yeah.
So you get them from, do you have an event or is it just every day or every week somebody sends a pair
of drop off place or anything like that? Or
so we did do a thing at ETS a while ago where it was 23 days with a drop-in.
Okay. Very cool. Wow. How did you come up? You're at Da Vinci, and I don't want to say Da Vinci kids are smarter than other kids, but you are in a gifted and talented school. But we've had a couple of you kids on that are rather creative, wouldn't you say, Johnny?
Entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs. So, and just, did somebody, did you see this being done somewhere else? And you're like, hey, I can do this. Or did somebody, I see you got a pretty good board of directors here.
Bentley, president, 10 years old. James, vice president, dad. Kirsten, secretary treasurer, mom.
That's awesome. It's a family thing, which is really important. But again, tell me about the how you got started on this.
So it was mainly just from when I won those paracletes from my soccer club.
And you got them. Yeah. Somebody gave those to you. And you're like, I don't really need them as much as someone else? Or?
Well, yeah, because I won them from a raffle.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, a lot of people win stuff from raffles and keep it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it? I mean, you decided to give them away.
Yeah.
And that's where the passion started.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's really like cool. Really cool.
But now you have some other events you're talking about for fundraising or whatever. Yeah. Could you talk about those things?
So we have Pi Day at our school, which will be a cleat drive newer used.
Was that Pi Day?
Yeah.
Explain that.
So it's a 5K. It's 3.14 miles.
Okay.
For the number pi.
John, that's pi.
I know. We talked about this. 7.1. No, wait. Nope.
3.14.
Yes. I was getting to that.
Yeah. Which is.
Wow.
Ask him.
Give me time.
What pi means. Don't ask
him. It's a Monday morning.
It is. It's early. So wow. You have Pi Day, and that, but that's on, is that on the 14th? It's on the Saturday, I think, before St. Patrick's.
Well, yeah, 3:14, right?
Yes, John. They've only been doing this for, 10 years?
I'm just saying it's 3:14.
Right.
I got that right.
You did. You did. And but what does pi mean?
Me?
I'm just kidding. He knows.
It's anyway. A circumference of a circle half. Divided by itself. Right?
Yes.
How's that?
That he's being super nice to you. It's not divided. It's not divided by itself. No, not by itself. But anyway,
something
Bentley,
like that.
So Bentley, that. There's also a fundraiser there, and the money goes to help send some of our troops to the Glory.
Yeah.
Flight.
So we are partnering with them to do Souls of Honor Walk With Us campaign, where we'd be donating comfy walking shoes to the veterans for when they put on a few miles.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So you're the shoe guy.
You're the shoe guy, boy. This is the shoe king of Green Bay.
And people can go to that. They don't necessarily have to do the 5K. They can just participate, drop off cleats. You're going to have a table, a booth there or something?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, that's very
all
cool.
All sizes?
Huh? Yeah.
All sizes, cleats? Yeah. Cool. Hey,
do you have a favorite shoe or anything? If you could wave a magic wand, is nope?
No.
Early Air Jordans from like 1986. Yeah, <right. laughs> Worth about 40 grand.
So you appear to be a pretty smart, energetic kid. What else do you do besides cleats for kids and study at Da Vinci?
I do flag football and soccer.
Very cool. You stay busy, huh?
Yeah.
Now, with your soccer fields, let me ask those. They're a little bit different than a few years back. These are pretty cool soccer fields you guys are playing on. Is there a special type of cleat you need on those versus some of the old ones with, you know, the longer grass and not as smooth and everything?
Well, it depends. If it's normally, if it's thinner, you want turf cleats. But if it's just a little bit longer, you can still do normal cleats.
Okay, so you take both then, huh?
Yeah.
Can you wear the normal cleats on the thinner stuff, the newer stuff?
You can, but it probably won't result well.
Okay. That's what I'm asking.
Do they have those cleats where you can take out and put in different ones like we had?
Do they have those anymore?
No,
the guy used the little wrench, remember? And depending on how long the grass was at different fields?
You change out cleats, I guess, the spikes.
Yeah. Spikes, we'd call them.
Yeah.
You know what? These kids don't have the experience of the gym. We had the metal cleats. Remember the baseball team walking across the parking lot?
Yeah.
And this great clicking sound?
We sound like horses.
Yes, they did. It sound like.
Pretty sure they still have those in baseball.
Do they have some of those like that?
I know in soccer you can't.
You can't use them in soccer. No, I know that. But it was a pretty cool sound back in the day.
All right,
it really was. So you didn't watch the Super Bowl, huh?
No.
Okay, but you watched the halftime show.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need somebody young to explain the halftime show.
Young and smart.
Yes. Could you do that for us, please?
So Kendrick Lamar, one of the biggest rappers right now. He had to remix all of his songs because he swears a lot of them.
Okay.
He did a really good job, and yeah.
Really, you think he did a good job?
Yeah.
Yeah. So did we.
See, we didn't. We didn't think. We thought people were like supposed to really get into it and stuff like that. You know, be kind of, you know, jamming with him. And everybody just kind of sat there.
Yeah,
I can't tell you a word he said.
I can't tell you a word. The other thing is, I didn't know if it was one long song or a series.
It was a series.
Okay.
Okay.
What were the guys doing behind him?
Oh,
all those guys.
Backgrounds dancers.
What was that?
At one point, they made an American flag with all their colors.
Yeah, I guess really so, right? Cool. Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right. I was sleeping by then.
Yeah.
You didn't watch the game?
No.
Do you follow football?
Yeah.
And do you have a favorite?
Packers.
Yeah.
So how did you get number 23 in soccer?
Well, from Michael Jordan, mainly.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. All right. So, okay, you're off to such a great start. You guys have such a great school over there. What's your goal in life? I mean, do you want to stay into some kind of a charity-type work or help in the local community? What do you hope to do?
Well, yeah, continue to do this and probably a sports agent.
Sports agent?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can see that, can't you?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, not even a question. Not even a question.
That's, you know, you get the right guy, 10% of 20...
Yeah.
Up about 200 million. That
we could use
that'll
an
make
agent.
Ends meet.
Let's be honest, Jim. We could use an agent. Let's be honest here. So, how many pairs have you collected so far, and what is your goal?
My goal this year was 23 in the first year,
okay.
And we're well over 100
collected. Wow. And donated. Wow, that's incredible.
That is.
That's fantastic. Well over 100 pair already.
Yeah,
you're making a lot of people happy. I take it. Age, just as long as it's kids, or you have sizes you like, or men, women, boys, girls,
anybody.
Really? Wow. That's cool. I'm glad you're doing this. I mean, and you're a good example to other students. Not that Da Vinci needs a whole lot of that, but there's other kids that may be listening or following you. Do you advertise? Do you have like a website, podcast or something?
Yeah, we have our website.
Okay. Give me that again.
It's www.23scleets, the number 4, and then kids with a Z.
With a Z.
Is the 4 in honor of Brett Favre or anything? Or just,
no.
Just,
no.
Okay. Thank
just
you.
Just unique.
All right, thank you. Just unique.
Just
I like
unique.
That a lot.
All right.
It's a great thing you're doing here. Congratulations. And trust me, for every person that gets a pair of these cleats, that's really special to them. And that means knowing that somebody like yourself put in the work, doing all this, you know, stuff behind the scenes to make that work. That's quite the thing. Congratulations.
And like he said, you know, I mean, it's more than a pair of cleats. You make these people feel
absolutely
great.
Absolutely.
I think that's awesome what you're doing.
Packers ever donate? Do you have any like size 16s or anything like that? None of those, huh?
We have some pretty big shoes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Got some pretty big kids, I'll bet, huh, already?
Yeah.
And do you, that's what I was going to say. Do you guys take it up to a certain age, or do you pretty much?
Anybody.
Anybody. Okay.
And they just go on your website, say, look, I need some cleats, and you and your board of directors, your mom and dad, make that decision, right?
Well, they have to fill out like a little document of
why they need them or something.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So you do a little vetting, as they say, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he knows what that word means.
So nobody's just going to, you know, take him and do it.
Don't ask us questions,
well,
man.
I'm just throwing it. I'm throwing it out there. Yeah. It's a good question. It's got to be asked. This is great, my friend. Once again, give yourself a little plug, who you are, what you do.
Bentley. We do 23 Cleats for Kids. We're doing Cleats to Kids.
That's awesome, Bentley. Bentley, what grade are you in? What are you, ninth? 10th, you fourth grade. All right, and you'll be there through 8th grade,
huh? Maybe.
Okay, that's awesome. I mean, and thank you for doing this. You're a good example to other kids. Do you have other students helping you out with this, or are you kind of a one man band?
Not right now.
All right. Well,
you got mom and dad helping though, so that's not bad, huh? You got that working for you, which is nice.
You got some brothers or sisters you can rope into the clan.
I'm an only child.
There you go. Ah. All right.
What subjects do you like?
Math.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like
that's
us.
Not going to get
so we have so much in common. I had 10 brothers and sisters, and I did not like math. And I was not a Da Vinci either. You're an awesome kid. Thanks for coming in here today.
Thank you, guys.
Let me put you on the spot. So what is pi?
3.14159.
Where did that come from?
It's something about a circle.
I think it's the Egyptians. Was it Egyptians?
I
think it was the Egyptians.
If anybody knows, it's going to be Bentley.
Or the Greeks. One of the two. Not the Italians. All right, well, you guys had a quick break. We come back. We're talking about Lisa Pritzel, Empowered by Movement, Dennis Rockhill, Einstein Project, and Neo. Still on our way. Stay with us.
Thanks, Bentley.
Yep.
You said that. Wrong with it.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
The 2025 draft is a few short weeks away. Experience it up close and personal with the help of Simple Life Hospitality. Homes are now available for booking, and locations are renting fast. Choose from homes to fit every budget and create unforgettable memories during this once-in-a-lifetime event. Enjoy exceptional concierge services while you visit the Cathedral of Stadiums. And don't forget, Simple Life Hospitality gift certificates make the perfect surprise. Book now at SimpleLifeRentals.com and make your draft experience unforgettable.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor. Here in a good look at Monday morning. Like I said, a little bit chilly out there. 12 in Green Bay, 11 in Appleton, 12 in Oshkosh. You know when that song was big, Conrad? November of 1979. Because I remember when I was moving from Arizona to Twin Falls, Idaho, and you know how they'd play the same six songs over the radio back in the day? And that whole drive, they were playing that song to the point I wanted to rip my eyes out of my head when I got to my destination from that song. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
How are you? Lisa.
I couldn't be better.
Lisa Pritzel in the house. We're talking a lot about movement and stuff today. And here I am with this big, unbelievable boot on my foot, not looking very movable.
Well, you can always do chair yoga. I believe we talked about that the last time I was here.
I've been doing it. I've been doing that.
Good for you. A lot. I'm impressed.
Lisa, don't.
Jim, you don't know. You don't know what goes on here before you walk in the studio.
Well, I know you're not here.
Well, maybe
you're doing it upstairs.
I'm doing it upstairs. Oh,
right. We're going to need to see evidence.
If.
Got to get my apartment cleaned. A little bit of a mess. So.
There it is.
Shouldn't be too much longer.
So you are empowered by movement.
I am now empowered by movement and nonprofit. We did it.
You did it. You talked about
last time you were here.
Yeah.
Tell us the status. I think we're gonna keep you around for a little while, but tell us, this is something you've been talking about, dreaming about, and now it's here.
Yeah, I've been thinking about transitioning the business to a nonprofit for probably 2 years. Just to wrap my head around going from, wow, I operate this solo.
Well, tell people what you do solo.
Sure. Let's talk about that. Good. So I'm a certified teaching artist for an organization called Dance for PD, Parkinson's disease.
Yep.
And now we hold classes throughout the Green Bay and Appleton areas that tailor specifically to seniors and people with Parkinson's disease or other movement concerns. And it's all creative, music, movement, modality. Some people want to call it dance. It's a scary word, so I won't say that word. But yeah, it's phenomenal program.
And one of the places you do it is at Western.
Correct.
And you do it, you let class out at like 10 to 11 because I work out from 10 to 11. And there's a lot, I can't believe how many people are in your class.
That's Rocksteady Boxing. It's an amazing program, but we also hold our program there as well. So, yeah, so the Rocksteady Boxing program is also held at Western, and it's a non-contact boxing sport. So they have their program throughout their week. And then our program is Tuesday afternoons at Western.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what does someone do in your class and who's eligible for it?
So who's eligible? Seniors, anybody who loves music, creativity, people living with Parkinson's disease, other movement concerns. And we have about an hour and 15 minutes together, and we move and we find freedom through movement and music. We bring a lot of creative elements into it. So we're getting them to create and their own choreography and their own movement. Sometimes we'll bring in artists, which I'm going to plug for that. We are looking to collaborate with local artists in the area, whether it be musicians, poets, painters, sculptors. We use those influences in our class to create movement.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, this is so weird today. I mean, not weird, it's in a good way, but Joe Klicka here from Sybil Hop. I don't know if you heard him earlier, where he designs like 100 individual programs for students to get them to. And you seem like you do kind of the same thing.
Yeah, what an incredible guy. I was listening to him this morning. Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
To devote your life to that is just so admirable. It's phenomenal.
And coming up in the bullpen is going to be that.
So you're going to take any of these people that you do your thing with mountain climbing?
Your
husband was telling me that you guys were climbing Mount Everest or something next.
Well, he's climbing Mount Everest. My husband and I are leaving next Tuesday to climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm leaving Thursday.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you that.
He's going to Manitowoc.
Yeah. Yeah.
One. That one ski hill there.
Yeah. Hidden Valley.
Baird Creek?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Hidden Valley. That's the big one. We're going on the big one.
Wow, you're going all out.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
I've been working out.
Michigan or something. I don't know.
You've been training last squats, so, lunges.
Absolutely. Yeah, good.
Kilimanjaro. Is a goal something you've had for years, or is it just like, hey?
It's a bucket list item. It's something we've never done before.
Got to be honest with you, Jim. As you were saying, I'm like, really, you're asking a question? No, they just decided to go to Mount Kilimanjaro this week.
Yeah, yesterday.
I would think you would think that's a lifetime thing, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been planning.
Is that in Nepal?
It is. Yeah. No, that's Nepal is Mount Everest.
So yeah, when I was talking close to the girls that work at, I was asking them what I should get to eat at that Nepal restaurant we're going to go to one day. Remember?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was telling me
the place on Main. That's where we're going. We're going to.
But I told her I was planning on going to Nepal to climb the Himalayas, and she looked at me strange because I don't think they're in Nepal.
Were you wearing your boot at the time?
Yes.
No, that's in Tanzania.
Yeah,
Kilimanjaro's in Tanzania.
Ah, mm-hmm. Is that where your daughter worked?
Yeah, she climbed that. That's an 8-day deal.
Yes.
And she, I was going down to visit her. She's like, Dad, do you want to climb? Mount Kilimanjaro, which is, like I said, 8 days, and you get a guide.
Correct.
Or do you want to go on a, like, 3-day safari? And the safari, I just want to say that I wish, I don't know. I'm really glad I picked the safari, though. It was unbelievable. I mean, that's like the real deal, the real. Mm-hmm. Anyway, hey, back to you on this movement. Tell me how, I get the physical movement, but tell me about the arts, how the music and the visual
come into play?
Right. That's a great question. So people think about dance and maybe poetry as completely two different forms of art, right? One is a visual, two-dimensional. Dance is very three-dimensional. So we actually have a number of our students who are poets, and they'll write poetry, and we'll take words that strike up a lot of vivid imagery. So maybe it's, I'm going to make up a poem. Yeah. Here we go. This is putting Lisa on the spot. I'm going to sway through the fields, and I'm going to pick some roses. Okay. Right, so you're going to pick
a
word.
Rhyme.
No, I could do a Samantha Day's play.
It's a haiku. I don't know what that is either. Okay, so
hickory dickory. Yeah, yeah.
So you pick a word or two out there that has a lot of movement-based qualities, and then we create movement out of that and put it to music, and we've got a great little piece.
Nice. Yeah. Lisa Pritzel, stick around. Empowered by movement. Love what you're doing. Back with more right after this. I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape.
I didn't think about my lady.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global Matt Randolph is back to talk about the Trump administration policies and how that's affecting us, heating our houses and filling up the gas. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump becoming the first sitting president to attend a Super Bowl. On his way there, announcing that the U.S. would soon be imposing 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum products coming into the country. He also said he was serious about Canada becoming the 51st state, that he had instructed the Treasury Department to stop minting pennies, and, says ABC's Perry Russum,
during Trump's trip to the Super Bowl, Air Force One flew over the Gulf of Mexico.
For the first time in history, flying over the recently renamed America.
As the plane passed over the body of water, Trump signed a proclamation renaming it the Gulf of America.
At the Super Bowl, it was a decisive win for the Philadelphia Eagles, who denied the Kansas City Chiefs a third straight ring. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts named MVP. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes sacked six times during the game. The extra police presence in New Orleans expected to stay in place possibly through Mardi Gras in early March. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale.